We got a few announcements and whatnot. You know, one of the most relevant things that's happening right now is this anti-war protest that's happening in Toronto on Saturday. And I think, you know, these days we need an anti-war movement more than ever, because we just saw continued deterioration and growth of terrorism in Iraq and what's happening in Syria. We advocated very strongly with the largest demonstrations in human history in 2003 not to blow up Iraq, but they did it. And, you know, we said this is going to happen and this is going to happen and this is going to happen, and those things happened. And now Harper's solution is more war, more invasions, more Air Force bombing. And I know there's a lot of people that, you know, have other plans for what Canadian policy should be. And I know that there's going to be an emphasis on all of this stuff on Saturday's demonstration. So could you tell us about that, Doug?
Yes, there is a demonstration this Saturday in Toronto. It's a peace rally. The theme is Canada out of Iraq and stop bombing Syria. You know, it's a extraordinary situation where, as Zafar has mentioned, I mean, the biggest, most effective opponent of ISIS is indeed the Syrian army. And yet, you know, they're being thwarted with our massive funding of these mercenaries, and we are supplying ISIS. When I say we, I mean the broader West. You know, Canada says, well, we're sending some humanitarian thing, but we're in the Syrian Friends of Syria group, and member countries of that group certainly are providing supplies. You know, we just mentioned Turkey's strange role in all this, and Qatar and Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, I think, especially in terms of the extremist form of Islam, the Wahhabism seems to be a key factor in the rise of ISIS. So, anyways, here in Canada, we've got to raise our voices, oppose this march to spreading this war, and you know, we're going to have troops on the ground, which Harper wanted way back 11 years ago in Iraq. He's going to get his way now, though.
He admitted the war in Iraq was a mistake. He said, okay, guys, you hippies were right in the city. He said, the war was a mistake. And of course, it was a mistake. And do you really think anything is going to be solved by bombing the place again, by bombing Iraq, by bombing Syria, even by sending in ground troops? You know, you want to stop terrorism, stop funding it. Stop giving what's called humanitarian aid or other forms of non-lethal aid to, you know, these insurgents in Syria. You know, don't let Saudi Arabia fund whatever it wants all the time. Maybe there should be some looking at the legalities of, you know, sending mercenaries and arming them across borders, because I'm pretty sure that's not legal and it should be stopped. So there are ways that this can be stopped pretty effectively, and blowing the place up isn't part of that. And that's because it's not even the objective. They want to just take down Syria like they took down Iraq.
Right. And we have to let our government know that we strongly oppose what they're doing. So this rally, Toronto, Canada out of Iraq, stop bombing Syria. The rally is at 2:30 Saturday afternoon, the 25th of October, in front of the U.S. consulate. So that's on University Avenue. But a 20-minute walk from Union Station if you're coming from the Hamilton area, and we have half-hour GO train service. You want to come in from Hamilton and area. A number of us are doing that, including myself. A convenient way to get in. So that's 2:30 this Saturday in front of the U.S. consulate in Toronto, a big peace rally. And, you know, come out and show your opposition to this march to war.
And remind me again, if you're coming from Hamilton, you're taking a GO bus?
Yeah. You can catch a bus at the GO Center on Hunter Street. You know, that connects to Aldershot GO Station in Burlington, and then it takes you right to Union Station. It's within walking distance, or if the weather's really lousy, you might want to take the University subway line up to St. Andrews, I think it is, and you'll be almost right there.
Well, the information's on the Canadian Toronto Coalition to Stop the War.
That's right, yeah.
What is that? Is that nowar.ca or whatever? The case may – just look up Toronto Coalition to Stop the War. It's there. It's also on the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War website, www.hamiltoncoalitiontostopthewar.ca. So both websites, it's up there.
Yeah, and yeah, let's start building the anti-war momentum. I remember back to the first Gulf War. The first rally I attended was two people, and it grew. But you know, unfortunately, it took many years. But in the end, when we prevented Canada's participation, at least direct participation in the Iraq invasion, we were having hundreds of thousands of people on the street. We have to start that process now.
Yeah, as you mentioned, I mean, those were the largest demonstrations that had occurred worldwide up to that point. And there's a lot that could be said about all of that. And of course, there is a lot of mobilization that's required to get to that point. You'll hear more about it later. Anyway, we got some station announcements and whatnot and more programming coming up. Also, related to that, there's a petition on the website or the webpage of the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War. And it's a petition saying, you know, get these planes out of Iraq and Syria. This is not the way to solve the problem. It wasn't right the first time, and it's not right the second time. And we got a petition of that nature. So you can find it at the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War website. And the petition itself has a lot of background. It gives detail, explains, you know, what are we doing? Why do we believe that Canada should withdraw? Well, you can find out. So go to www.hamiltoncoalitiontostopthewar.ca. That's it for this week. So until next week, take care.